This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Tens of thousands of Xcel Energy customers lost power during yesterday's storm. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports.
Ice, wind, broken tree limbs, and even cars damaged power lines across the Front Range. Xcel spokesperson Michelle Aguayo says 165,000 customers lost power, most of them in northern Colorado. 17,000 were still without power as of Monday morning. Households served by smaller utilities had shorter outages. Black Hills Energy spokesperson Julie Rodriguez says 1,200 electric customers south of Denver lost power. Crews restored their service in less than an hour. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
A Colorado man accused of disrupting a flight from Seattle to Denver last week faces a federal charge of interfering with a flight crew after he allegedly refused to wear a mask and urinated in the cabin. Court records say the FBI arrested Landon Greer after the flight arrived in Denver. The FBI says he swatted at an attendant when she asked him repeatedly to put on his mask. The charge of interfering with a flight crew carries up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Arapaho Basin ski area will continue to restrict pass and ticket sales next season, CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The resort operator says the move is intended to reduce the number of skiers on holidays and weekends, even if COVID-19 is no longer an issue. Alan Hensroth, chief operating officer of A-Basin, announced the plan in a blog post. He says the measure will reduce parking challenges, keep lift lines short, and give people more room to spread out on the mountain. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado is in a new phase of the pandemic with vaccinations rising, along with folks feeling fatigue and restrictions. CPR health reporter John Daly joins us in 10 minutes to talk more about this new phase. Denver will see areas of fog tonight. Colorado Springs, mostly clear. Pueblo, also mostly clear. Grand Junction, mostly cloudy. And Vail will be mostly cloudy overnight. Currently, it's 36 in Vail, 34 in Colorado Springs, 37 degrees for Denver, 54 in Grand Junction, and 47 degrees in Pueblo. This is CPR News.